Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer?
Ach, ja.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the show today, Today in History, birthdays, and a rapper cuts off his penis. It's all coming up next.
We recently asked Bob and Tom Show listeners, do you want more Hello Dare, or have you had enough? And the answer was a unanimous no, more.
Hello Dare, Hello Dare, Hello Dare.
Excuse me, I think you're reading that wrong. There's not a comma there. They said no more.
Shut up and mind your own business. Get out of here.
It's the best of Hello Dare, Volume 2, with even more rock from legends like Pink Floyd.
Hello Dare! Hello Dare!
You too.
Hello Dare!
We've even paired Marty Allen up with early rockers like Ricky Nelson.
Hello, Mary Lou.
Hello there.
The Big Bopper.
Hello, baby.
Hello there.
But the Hello Dare craze isn't limited to just one music genre.
Oh, no.
This Willie Nelson country classic just got a whole lot more classier.
Hello, all.
Hello there. Hello there.
And this catchy Broadway hit is even catchier with this catchy catchphrase.
Hello, darling.
Hello there.
Wow. Now what would you pay? Well, it doesn't matter. It's not available in stores or anywhere else. But as an added bonus, we'll throw in this incredible duet with everyone's favorite amphibious crooner, Michigan J. Frog. Take it away, Michigan J. Frog.
Oh.
And go. Oh, you little It's the best of Hello Dare, Volume 2, only from Bob and Tom Records.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey.
Hello there.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We return to the news desk with Christy.
I think it's time to do Today in History. What do you think?
Oh,
sure.
Time now for Today in History. Here's Christy. In case you missed it, Leonard
died.
Yeah, and you weren't even at the memorial service yesterday, Chip.
No, I wasn't. No.
Too busy for Leonard's?
We never got along.
What?
All right. I just figured, you know, bygones and whatnot, now that he's dead.
Mm-hmm. Let bygones be bygones.
Yeah, what happened today in history?
January 8th, 1790, President George Washington delivered the first State of the Union address.
How are you, huh?
Hello there.
Hello there.
And I forget, I should have looked this up. Didn't he famously say that political parties would ruin the United States? wasn't that pretty much the essence of the speech? I think it was.
I don't remember it. I wasn't around.
To move things along, I'm going to agree.
Didn't he have to borrow money to get to New York?
From his wife.
Which was the capital.
She was rich.
Yeah.
Martha was loaded.
I know he was the best, they say the best horseman in North America.
Wow. Yeah.
Huh.
George Washington. And fearless, by the way. Never. In battle, he would be the first one to just ride right into the
bullets. Right, he really did lead, yeah.
January 8th, 1904. Pope Pius X bans
so pious.
He banned low-cut dresses in the presence of churchmen.
Thanks for nothing, Pius.
You're not a churchman.
Wait a minute.
Oh, true.
So who's wearing the dresses?
The ladies.
Oh, okay.
Churchgoers.
Sorry.
Yeah, but...
People that worked in the office of the clergy. I don't know.
I'm not a churchman, but I would go to church and see long dresses and go, ah, wish I could see some leg. I can't because of Pope Pius.
Low-cut dresses, not...
Oh, not high.
We're talking cleaves.
Cleavage. Well, I would sit there and go, wish I could see some boobs.
No, you're right, Christy. Cleaves. You're right.
Yeah.
That's what you call it. Hey, nice cleaves.
Keep away from those natural urges.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Pope Pius.
1946, January 8th, Elvis Presley received his first guitar.
And a hula hoop. Hence the,
sure.
The
gyrating. Yeah, uh-huh. It's, of course, false.
No, he learned that from Forrest Gump when he stayed at the Gump's house.
That's right, because he danced with those braces on.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Polio-inspired.
Magic
dance.
Legs.
That man died. That's a shame. Boy, that wouldn't hold up today, huh?
Sorry. Today in history continues.
1993, January 8th, Michael Jordan scored his 20,000th career point.
Wow.
How do we know? Were they really keeping that close?
Yes.
Now, didn't Wilt Chamberlain score 20,000 off the court?
Or
was it 10? Mm-hmm. Maybe it was 10,000 women.
No, it was 20,000.
Was it really?
I think it was 20.
Wow.
Remember we said it couldn't have happened?
Who has that
Didn't
kind
he
of time?
Pull back on that right before he died?
Did he?
Yeah.
We'd have to do what? Didn't we figure four a day?
Something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it was something ridiculous.
With no repeats?
Even if he started when he was like 14, he would still have to.
Yikes.
Okay.
2008, January 8th, Joe Gibbs retired as coach of the Washington Redskins for the second time.
Yeah, for the second time.
Old Gibbsy.
No one called him Gibbsy. Coach Gibbs.
No, all the fans called him Gibbsy.
Or Mr.
Gibbsy.
They call me Mr. Gibbs.
Nice reference.
Thanks, Tom.
Birthday celebrated today. Apparently, Elvis got his first guitar on his birthday because he was born on this date in 1935.
Oh, man, they're making a new movie, an Elvis movie, Baz Luhrmann, and Tom Hanks will be playing Colonel Tom Parker. It's going to be cool.
Oh.
Who's playing Elvis?
Tom loves Baz.
Baz Luhrmann?
So it'll be way over the top. And
oh, I'm sure it'll be visually stunning.
I love Moulin Rouge.
I do, too. I love
Moulin Rouge, top 10 movie for me.
I like
really?
It.
I'm a big fan of it, but I don't know about top 10.
That's what put Ewan McGregor in the top 5. Yeah.
Mm.
It's a little bit funny.
Done.
Nice.
I was like, I'll tell you what may come. Come on, hey, I already know. Yeah. Jeez.
Celebrating a birthday on this date in 1941, Graham Chapman of Monty Python was born.
Ah, the late Graham Chapman. So funny.
Had Elvis lived, I wonder if he could have gotten like a Drano sponsorship or something.
Oh, here we go. This is going to be magnificent. I can't
wait. Well, he died doing what he loved.
Yeah.
Being fat on a toilet trying to get a...
Being fat on a toilet.
I'm sorry, back to you.
Now, what's going
to
happen?
Didn't he have a special banana sandwich, Tom?
Of course he did.
Chick, you're my dirty. Right?
Yeah, go.
If I choke to death or die in front of a laptop, you have to conceal this from Tom. You
of
understand,
course.
Right?
Of course.
Can you imagine?
It's not even a question.
Well, Tom, Josh passed away. What? Yeah, he choked on a sub sandwich.
While watching porn.
Yeah. He's not going to be
Asian
able to.
Hobby.
What's he going to do?
Yeah.
Well, I'll do this.
He's not going to be able to. He won't be able to stop.
He died doing what he loved.
Exactly.
Both things.
Austin Butler is playing Elvis in that movie.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
I don't either.
The Butler did it.
Born on this date, January 8th, 1942, Stephen Hawking.
Mm. An incredible ventriloquist.
Oh, my God.
I never saw his lips move. I saw plenty of his bottom teeth. That always bothered me.
He needed another character.
Yeah. Hey, Hawking, why don't you invent a retainer?
Grow a beard. Cover that up. Lord. Jeez.
Nobody can fix that?
True fact about Stephen Hawking you're not going to believe.
Geez.
What's that?
He loves strip clubs.
That's the true fact.
No, good for him.
Just shows.
Shows what?
Those natural urges that Pope Pius X was aware of. That's why he made the skirt so long.
Yeah, he loved women, Hawking.
Yeah. He was married, three times, wasn't he? Something like that.
Well, yeah. You think they called him the Hawk? And the Hawk's going to be here.
I think he called himself that, yeah. Here comes the Hawk or whatever.
The Hawk's here. Party time, the Hawk is here.
He was cheating on his wife. How hard is that when you can't move anything?
Oh, my God. No. How much,
how much you want?
I can relate. If you don't like that person so much, you're still in the chair. I'm going out, hon.
Oh, going to work on my equations.
Yeah.
With Big Boo Barbara.
Oh, Big Boo Barbara was smart. Yeah, it's a shame that moniker was sort of it sort of hindered her.
E equals MC squared.
No one expected.
Nasty.
What's better than a C? A C squared.
There you go.
Born on this date in 1946, Robbie Krieger of the
Doors. Yes.
Oh, yes, God. We all know who he is.
Greatest Lizard Duke, I guess, technically.
Oh, yeah. Was he lead guitar?
Yeah. he wrote the song Light My Fire, and then they added a couple lyrics. That was his tune.
And then Morrison sang it.
How dare you?
Here goes
Come
the Doors.
Come on, baby, light my fire. Time to on fire.
You know what I like about the Doors? No drums. It's pretty cool, yeah.
What do you mean, no drums?
Yeah, I like that, too. That's the only thing I like
about it. Yeah, me too, yeah.
John Dimm's more
because...
As I've said before, if I had a time machine, I'd go back and make sure that the Doors had a proper bass player.
So Tom has a...
That's the joke,
bass
player.
He has a time machine.
Tom
has a time machine. Yeah. Mm-hmm. First thing he'd do is fix the Doors. What the hell's wrong with you? It's
great albums.
Of everything that's happened.
L.A. Woman, they finally had a live bass player. Sure helped.
Oh, God.
Just saying.
That's the joke. Okay, yeah. I got to remember bass.
Noodle, 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 noodle.
Love Me Two Times. What a great song.
Love Me Once is not good enough.
Love Me Two Times, baby.
Love Me Two Times.
So, I'm sorry. Today in history, could we continue, please?
January 8th, 1947, David Bowie was born.
Big fan.
Me too. Early stuff, too. Suffragette City.
Oh, Suffragette City. Oh. I don't think I've ever danced harder than I was at. I was in a bar
song.
In England, and that came on. It was like kind of this punk bar. I lost my mind.
Alone? Were you by yourself?
Oh, no. It was a full floor. I was hammered.
Good for you.
Oh, boy, it was a good time.
What a great memory.
I don't
memory.
Think this is a spoiler, but Jojo Rabbit, they have the German version of, I don't think it's Bowie. I thought I looked it up, and it wasn't him, of Heroes.
Oh, cool. Man, I love that song.
Yeah, that's a good song.
That movie. Wow.
Good lyrics. Great movie.
January 8th, 1983, Kim Jong-un was born.
Misunderstood hero.
What the hell is
this? History will show.
It's all fake news.
People are always bitching about millennials. I say start with that guy.
Trains run on time, okay?
Oh, God. What do you suppose? Today's his birthday?
Yes.
That's always my favorite one.
What do you suppose Dennis Rodman got him for his birthday?
I don't know.
He got him something.
Every now and then you see that picture from space, and the whole world's lit up, but North Korea.
Such a bummer.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how young he was.
Yeah.
Like, we're kind of almost the same age, a little bit.
He's getting stouter.
You guys know
how he parties on his birthday.
He thinks, and the people think, he's a god. You know that, right? Oh. Not just a leader. He's a god.
At least the god of butter.
Oh, yeah.
that's your beef with him? He's a little overweight?
Beef, it's butter.
When you take your population's food, you have plenty to eat.
Okay.
Where's the CIA? Can you take this guy out?
Okay. Let's get back to the news desk.
That's
poison beard dust.
Wrapped up today in history.
What?
Yeah,
I was just going to have fun.
Well, find some more stuff here. Wait.
Did you do the door story?
What do you mean, the door?
Just move on.
Oh, here's something. In 1974, Kiss gave a special dress rehearsal for Casablanca Records.
Time we still got to plan our Kiss trip.
That's right.
You guys must wear the makeup. The whole thing. You and the big 8-inch plan. You be the demon.
A lot of great bands going off probably for the last time. Kiss is on their final tour. The Doobies doing a 50th anniversary. I want to see that one. The Eagles doing Hotel California. I'm going to probably go see that one.
Tom, I don't know how you missed this. In 1901, it was the first tournament sanctioned by the American Bowling Congress held.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. 1901?
Yeah.
Huh. What's the best game you ever bowled, Tom?
I'm a terrible bowler.
Would you say 150?
Oh, no, more than that. I'm not.
I've bowled over 200 a couple times.
Yeah, I have too. Yeah. I have too. But the last time I bowled, awful.
I don't know. I don't think so. But I love bowling. It's fun.
I'm terrible.
I love taking my little girls
bowling. Leagues, like a 220 or 230, I think.
Good for you, Jess.
Man, Jess is quite an athlete.
God.
just throw the ball really hard.
Oh, you were a softball player.
That's how I am. I don't put any spin on it. I just muscle it down there.
No skill. Just throw it hard.
Yep.
When I bowl, I like to listen to this song by the Doobie Brothers.
You jackass. This tune.
Josh and I, we just go to lunch.
Great album.
Play this song.
No, Michael, try playing it with your hands.
Here come the hands. There we go. That's what I wanted to hear.
I would like to go see them.
They're great.
Oh, yeah. I'm
good. Pat Simmons. Oh, they're fantastic.
Yeah, they are. And will you think Mike will play some of his solo stuff?
I don't know.
I would imagine they'll just do the Doobie stuff, okay. But who knows?
I keep forgetting.
Oh, that's great.
Remember when they were on the What's Happening?
Yeah.
With Raj.
Oh,
and,
I don't remember
I did
that.
Not see that.
No,
Raj
I didn't
and Rerun.
See that
you got in trouble for bootlegging.
That's right.
And the Doobies were on?
Yes. They were on they were on stage at the high school.
If you're going to do obscure appearances by great artists on television shows.
I stack up Doobie Brothers. F-Troop. What?
F-Troop.
F-Troop. Little Feet. The greatest band in the world.
All right.
Oh my God.
Roll George is on an episode of F-Troop.
I don't mean to be sort of, I don't know if culturally inset. Is the demographic of people who listen to the Doobie Brothers and people who watched What's Happening on the Venn diagram, are there a lot?
Not a big intersection. I'm with you on this.
I don't think so, but that's what makes it so interesting.
But they were so big. They had so many great hits in the whatever, like 78, 9, that era.
Oh, yeah.
So what happens when they do like Listen to the Music or Blackwater? Does Michael McDonald go backstage, or will he hang out?
No, he plays keyboards.
Oh, he will.
It looks like he's playing keyboards.
He joined the band as a keyboard player. When Tom Johnston was ill, they had to bring in somebody else, and then
they went, oh, he can sing.
Quite literally, someone said, hey, can this guy sing? And there's a great documentary where they're showing the producer, and he starts singing, and the guy just drops his jaw.
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah.
That'll be another great tour. Tom Johnston going out with them as well, so they'll have all three of those voices there. But that is not today in history. We have to do our story about the world of hip-hop. This is a fascinating story about this rapper who a few years ago chopped off his own male member.
Yeah, Andre Johnson, who performed under the name Christ Bearer with the Wu-Tang Clan-affiliated group North Star.
By the way, I love that Wu-Tang Clan-affiliated. It sounds like there's some kind of business.
Yeah, so the band's called North Star, but apparently they must have toured with Wu-Tang Clan. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. They told TMZ that he and his wife Cheryl were wed December 30th during a mental breakdown that he had in 2014. Christ Bearer cut off his male member before jumping out of a second-story window.
That'll show him.
Yeah. Oh, man.
You know, we all know my depression is well-documented, but I've never been that down. Wow. This guy's showing me new stuff. I don't know about that.
He explained that his penis was not reattached following the incident, but he experienced a, quote, regeneration and is able to, quote, work with what he has.
No.
What? Yep, he claims his male member was functional on the couple's wedding night.
Well, I have the audio.
Is he a lizard? Oh, you do?
Deeper.
That's.
Yeah.
So this guy's real name is Johnson.
Andre Johnson.
No, it's Andre Johnson.
Something down there has regenerated.
That's what he says.
Ugh.
Bear said there's a small chance he and his wife may be able to still have children.
Isn't the
Wu-Tang is now No Wang.
The No Wang Clan.
The No Wang Clan. I'm MC Bobbitt.
You waited all morning.
Yeah, I did.
The No Wang Clan.
The guy cut it off.
You're pre-med, Josh. The gland's penis is responsible for the stimulation that we arrive at orgasm, correct?
The glands of the...
Yeah,
not,
the
no,
very,
not, not really.
The very end of it? Isn't
no.
It right? No?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Well, I mean, point, it certainly helps with sensitivity. But
again,
the underside of the...
Does it say what he cut
shark
it off?
Belly.
What he cut it off with?
No, Tom.
Yeah, I was wondering that, too. Do you saw at it, or you just try to chop it?
You know what? I got you a hatchet for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
That'll do it. That'll do it.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. This guy's like the Van Gogh of hip-hop.
Stretch that baby out.
Is he still an act? This article says then he became a stand-up comedian.
Well, of course he did.
Of course he did.
Well, anybody can do stand-up.
Well, but his closer.
I prove that.
He can't do that closer more than once.
Yeah, it's like a Gallagher show. You want tarps in that front row. That arterial spray.
Well, good luck to him. Andre.
Yeah, have kids, you know, whatever. They're happily married.
He said, I jumped up out of nowhere, went to the kitchen, grabbed a knife, bam, pulled down my pants, and chopped.
He was
that
high,
quick.
He was high at the time on something, obviously.
Oh, that's sick.
But he was a rapper. Now he's just a rotter.
Nope, no peas.
And it says
no pee-pee.
It says doctors were unable
to. No pee-pee.
See, no pee-pee.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.